Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm here at the Business Enterprise Institute conference here in Denver, Colorado. It's an annual conference for professionals who are dedicated to helping business owners with their exit planning. And it's a fantastic culmination of ideas, collaboration, great people from multiple disciplines who are giving up their time to come here and sharpen their saw and learn about the current strategies and ideas, technology. There's a lot of different information flowing around here. And I'm with Mark Dorman from Dorman Legacy Advisors, and he's in the Akron, Ohio area. And Mark's been with us on the show before. You can find his interview at exitcoachradio.com by going to the archives and typing in Dorman, D-O-R-M-A-N. And Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here.
It's nice to see you again. And Mark, you know, your practice has been thriving and growing, and there are a lot of things that have been going on. Tell us what's new with your practice.
Yeah, first of all, again, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be having meet you face-to-face. Also delighted to be here at BEI in the Denver office. So my practice is really taken off. We've really tightened our focus and really dedicated ourselves fully to working for the benefit of closely held private businesses owners over the age of 50. Revenues north of $3 to $80 million revenue revenue range. And we've just found that in the Northeast Ohio market where I live, there's over 1,500 of those businesses that are going to be transitioning in the next 10 years. And a lot of the tools and the information that we share here in the study groups, et cetera, we're able to come to the aid of these folks and really assist them.
So you're telling me there's 1,500 businesses in that population area,
yes,
that you've identified that will be transitioning. Is that because they're north of age 50?
Yep.
And they
Yep, there's 1,500 business owners within 75-mile radius of Akron, Ohio, whose owners are over the age of 50 and that do over $3 million of revenue.
Wow.
And I was just talking to a friend of mine, T. Ray Phillips, yesterday, who's in the Indianapolis market. He says it's shocking there's 1,200 within a 75-mile radius of Indianapolis. So what I tell my clients is this big, you know, tsunami of transition of wealth that's going to be hitting the market, marketplace that they talk about in the Wall Street Journal, et cetera, it's not in Wall Street equity, it's in the equity of these privately held businesses.
That's right. Yeah. That's the bread and butter of our country. And the big issue, and we've been hearing a lot more about this, we'd hear more about it every year here at these conferences, which are annual, but is that the trend of it's starting now. I mean, we've been talking about this tsunami of baby boomers, and now this year, for the first time, they're all over age 50.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all hitting those kind of milestone birthdays thinking, okay, I know how I got into this thing, but how the heck am I going to get out?
Yeah.
And whenever you have a mass group of the population thinking that way, you can bet there's going to be some fierce competition.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You just sat through a presentation there that the speaker was, he wrote a book called Boomer Bust. And was sharing with us that the fact is that 10 years from now, there's going to be fewer and fewer buyers of businesses. So a lot of these businesses, 3 out of every 10 will be unsaleable. And it's going to be, you know, kind of a race to the finish as to who's the best prepared, who has a plan, and who's dressed their business up to be sold.
So as in any kind of a competition, you know, the people that are the most prepared seem to do the best.
Right.
So what are some of the things that you're telling your clients and potential clients that they should be thinking about now, even in advance of this? And they might not be thinking about this for 5 or 10 years,
right,
but to be the best prepared at that time, they better start planning now. What should they be doing?
That's a great question. What we do is really highlight, first of all, let me just back up. What we really do is we've kind of almost stopped using the word exit planning. Because when you say that to a 52-year-old, they'll say, well, wait a minute, I'm not ready to hang it up yet. So we talk about transitional planning and business preparedness. And we say that, you know, the first place you need to start is, you know, what are your goals and objectives? Obviously, what is the date that you see yourself kind of hanging it up, so to speak? And then really trying to quantify what the true value of their business is. Is it worth as much as they say? Is it worth more than they think? Can their timing be accelerated by selling their business because the multiples are higher? And do they have enough other financial resources to kind of blend a retirement income plan into something that'll actually work for them?
So the key elements are timing, talent, and treasure kind
Correct.
Of thing is
yeah.
Who's going to buy this, or am I going to sell to an outsider? If so, I need to understand what makes me the most valuable and lowers my risk the most
Correct.
In that area.
How do I grow, you know, the value of my business? How do I protect the value of my business? How do I make sure that my employees are aware of my intentions without tipping them off and frightening them away? So we go through a very, very detailed process that is quite lengthy. And really the goal is to have people become knowledgeable transitional opportunists, right? They have to understand what forks are out there, what pitfalls are going to be there. But to stick their head in the sand and say, I'm just going to somehow wing it, would be treacherous.
And of course, they have to do all this while they're still growing and operating and striving to you know, create their crazy life and keep it going. So this is not something they're going to spend a whole lot of time on, but they need to have an organized process and someone managing the process, just like anything that's complicated, so that they get the best. They know that it's moving forward, and they know that the right strategies are going to be played out in the right time by the right team member, which could be your CPA, your cadre of attorneys,
Correct.
Evaluation people, benefits people, all the advisors that come to the table.
Correct. We really work to develop the relationship and develop what we call a strategic mindset with owners. They're very operational. They're very tactical. They're excellent widget makers, as an example. But they will not, and they haven't typically spent 20 hours a year to work on their business because they're so busy working in their business. And it's really, again, back to the presentation that we were just listening to, you know, the owner-centric business owner, that space of 3 to 12 million where the business is them, it's almost their own worst enemy. They've created this business that revolves exclusively around them. For them to step back and say, okay, where am I going with this? What's my wind-down process? Can be very challenging.
Absolutely, because one of the things they have to do, and this is talked about a lot, is make themselves, the owner, unimportant to
Right.
the day-to-day operations. Why? Because they're the ones that are going to be leaving.
Yes.
And if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it?
Right.
So, and a lot of times, I don't know if you found this, but if the owner starts thinking about making themselves less important to the day-to-day, they can start focusing and using that extra time to now grow and drive the value of the business and have a better outcome.
Correct. Exactly. I couldn't say it any better than that.
Yeah. So for a lot of these owners, they think, well, I just want more of my life back. And it's kind of like the last couple miles of that marathon they've been running. You know, are they going to walk it? Are they going to fall down? Or are they going to start their sprint
mm-hmm.
towards the finish line?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people like you come in and do, is say, we can do this together. We have a process. It's been proven.
Yes.
And it's been looked at by all of these disciplines over all these years.
Collaborative. Everyone weighs in on it. I share this with my clients all the time. They are process-driven operators. So the fact that we as affiliates of BEI have a process that's been proven, they, for lack of a better word, they really dig it. They say, aha, there's a beginning and there's an end.
Right.
As opposed to, how do I do this? And so when they see there's a process, I guess there's a lot of personal, emotional safety in that for them, that looks familiar to how they run their business.
And because the process has been created and vetted by all of these different collaborative professionals in tax, legal, organizational, and financial planning, it crosses all of those lines. It's not just a tax plan.
Correct.
There are tax elements, a lot of tax elements, a lot of legal strategies, but and you're not going to do the legal strategies. You're just going to say, hey, let's get the whole team together. Now we have something to look at and work from, and we can change that running order of these strategies. But I don't know about you, but plans I see and have done over the years, there's sometimes 10 or 15 strategies that are going to be, sometimes more, that are going to be need to employed.
Sure.
We need to have a running order.
Yep.
We can't do them all at once.
Yeah, you got to have a lineup. You've got to be able to, you know, figure out what's the most important, what we're going to dedicate current resources to, whether it's financial or time, and then just kind of plug away on that to-do list. And part of our role as exit planning professionals is to kind of manage that process and make sure that I hold you accountable for the benefit of the owner.
Perfect.
We'll all work forward.
It's not unlike a general contractor position in a building, you know, construction.
Yep.
You have all the subs doing all the specialty work, but they don't all show up the same day on the first day.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you mentioned that because I was talking to one of my colleagues and I said I characterize myself with my clients as a design-build contractor.
Right.
We're going to design the plan. We're going to implement parts of it. We're going to manage whether it's the plumber, the electrician, make sure everyone shows up on time so that we get this thing done and on budget, for lack of a good example.
Now, you could be anywhere this weekend. Obviously, it's a beautiful weekend here in Denver, but why did you choose to come here to the BEI conference? What do you get out of coming here?
Well, first of all, that's a great question. I should share with you, this is my first BEI conference.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to fall at I've got four children, and it falls always the week that everyone goes back to school. So it's a bit of a panic back in my house in the Akron area. But why am I here? I'm here to learn, and boy, have I. We've sat through some amazing, whether it's financial, planning, corporate finance courses, emotional, psychological, marketplace intelligence, etc. And I'm here to make my practice better, so that I can better assist and be better equipped to work with my clients.
So going back to your office on Monday, you're a better planner than when you came here on Thursday.
Absolutely, and if you watch me, I'm always kind of on my phone and on my iPad, and I'm typing clients saying, hey, I just learned something that's applicable to you, I'll call you Monday. And you know, frankly, it's that lifelong learning, and we're in a very new space that is exploding. And I think that in my marketplace, my goal is to be the thought leader in the area to work with this, you know, businesses that are ready and ready to transition.
So business owner listeners, you know, you can work with people who wing it. You can find professionals who kind of dabble in this, or you can find people who really dedicate themselves, take time out to learn more, or really taking this seriously and spending their personal time to learn more about the current strategies, collaborating, meeting with multiple disciplines to really sharpen their saw so that they're more valuable to you as you talk to them. And that's going to save you time and money and get you the best outcome. And really what all this is about is to help these our business owner heroes out there to have the best potential negotiation platform by being ready for sale no matter what happens,
mm-hmm.
right?
Or to whom,
right? Or to
whether
whom.
It's to the insiders or to a third party. They have to be prepared. And I think also me attending these seminars, sharing intellectual capital with other professionals, positions our firm well to say, hey, we want to work with you. We get it. We understand that you have clients that have these needs. And you know, you can't do it alone, Mr. CPA. We need to work together as a team.
Excellent. Great. Do you have any quick client stories for us? You want to share anything with anything you're working on?
I would just say that, again, going back to the process, the model that John Brown and the folks at BEI have come up with. I was at a client with his attorney. Gentleman's actually retiring. He's about 75 years old. He used to be corporate counsel with Rubbermaid, which operated in the Worcester, Ohio market.
Mm-hmm.
And we were signing some documents and implementing a big part of my client's plan that I had brought to his now lawyer, the gentleman who was with Rubbermaid. And when we were done shaking hands, he says, you know, I need to tell you something. I've been practicing law for over 45 years, and this is the best process I've ever seen for what you've done for Mike. And it really hit me like, wow, you know, that's a very, very high praise from a very credible third-party advisor. So I would urge all of our listeners that if you haven't begun to plan for a successful exit out of your business, you know, to contact a BEI professional, because we are certainly the best equipped and best trained.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can someone find out from you what a sample plan looks like? Can they ask you for that, or do you have something like that?
Go to our website, www.dormanlegacyadvisors.com.
And Dorman is D-O-R-M-A-N.
D-O-R-M-A-N.
Legacy Advisors.
Located just about 15 miles west of Akron, 30 miles south of Cleveland. And we would be happy to walk them through a sample. We've got the technology to do WebExes wherever you're located. We can say, here's where you're at.
You don't have to be one of those 1,500 business owners in that area.
No.
That's the beauty of technology today, is that this is knowledge-based planning.
Yes.
And, obviously it's nice to do business with people face-to-face, and eventually you do have to meet up just to have a meeting of the minds, and especially the advisor team. But you can start your planning just by going online, Dorman Legacy Advisors, and learning more about this process, this strategy, and start there. You're going to be working with a professional who really knows what he's doing. He can help you walk through this process quickly, efficiently, and to get you the most impact with your advisor team. So, Mark, I understand you might join us as a host.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. You've made it very easy. First of all, congratulations on your success. But in the Northeast Ohio marketplace, we've got a slew of business owners that would benefit from this type of knowledge. So my goal in working with you would be to deliver, the authors, the other advisors, business owners, and really put together a safe place for people to come while they're driving and learn about their business.
Well, we're very selective about the advisors because we have a brand to protect, but getting to know you and your expertise and knowledge, I think it's going to be a real benefit for your listeners in your local area to really know that there's an expert who's out there collaborating with all the other advisors out there to bring tips, ideas, and precautions to our heroes. And our heroes are you, the private business owner. You basically suit up every day against all odds, go out there and fight the good fight to serve the American public. And, that's a hero's effort right there. The government's coming after you. Competition's coming after you. The economy is rough sometimes, and we really appreciate all that you do. We want to help you finish strong as you move towards your succession, exit, and transition.
It truly is. Small business owners out there are the true treasure of America. It represents the fourth largest economy in the world. Businesses with fewer than 20 employees. So hats off to you, as you said, Bill, you the business owner, and we really feel it's our calling to help assist you in planning for a successful transition.
So watch for our announcement at exitcoachradio.com for Mark's show as it comes up. And Mark, thanks very much for joining us today. It's been
a real
pleasure.
Yeah.
Always a treat. And I've been talking with Mark Dorman of Dorman Legacy Advisors. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.